about some of the top father-child athletic teams of all times?
That's a good list. Let's do it.
Do you want to?
What is it?
The top father-child athletes of all time.
Oh, you got the list?
Well, I got a list.
Okay, I'll look at your list. Let me get a list. Some Keithley Service could be live fan feedback related to our current topic.
Okay.
Kev says, how would Buffalo Bill describe that grouping? Oh, wait. Are those three, three big fat guys? He says they should call Statler the manatee. Love it. And he says it's a Shamu mockery.
Oh.
He's on fire. All right, go ahead.
Is that not insensitive?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care. I am a little, I'm not appalled, but I'm a little surprised that the fifth grade humor thing for the USGA, I mean, who signed off on that?
Fifth grade humor thing. I don't know if that's what they were going after. Maybe they were. Who knows?
Okay.
All right, I just got the top, and here's the deal.
I'm going to give you a little music. A little background
Father
music.
Figure.
Yeah, that's right. Good job. Good pickup, Matty T.
But I'd like you to get your pen. You guys get your pens. And this is,
according to
Real Clear Sports, top father-child athlete combinations. Okay. Now, because it's always such a objective type deal and...
Subjective?
Yeah, nobody ever knows, right? I mean, Who's the best, who's the best? Right. So we can also come up with a list of possibly
like
your
favorites.
Like
if Michael Jordan had spawned Kobe Bryant, that would be easy.
Right.
But he didn't. He had two kids that couldn't play worth a crap.
But also like to hear your favorites as well. Okay. Because I'm sure, for instance, like Kobe and Joe Jellybean Bryant are not on this list.
No.
But it could be your favorite. Or The Stadlers. Like you may, you know, you can come up with a category.
Can I go with actors?
I actually like the Stadlers. We're talking just athletes right now. I actually have top 10 Father's Day movies later in the show. We can get into
I'll sit this one out.
Alrighty. Number 10 according to this list. Ken Norton Sr., Ken Norton Jr.
That's a good one. One of the great, I don't know how great a heavyweight, but he was a heavyweight champion at one point, right?
Yes. He started boxing in the Marine Corps in 1967. He fought Muhammad Ali and broke Ali's jaw. Norton won the fight on a split decision. It was just a second loss of Ali's career.
How many people over the years would love to have broken Ali's jaw?
Come on. Norton Jr., an All-American linebacker at UCLA, drafted by the Cowboys in 1988, became the first player to win three consecutive Super Bowls.
Because he won, didn't he win with the Cowboys and then he won with the Niners?
Must have, yeah. First player to win three, yeah.
He's a bad man.
Norton Sr. ran track in high school and competed in one in eight events. Wow. The state of Illinois now has the Ken Norton rule, where track athletes can only compete in three events.
Total?
I guess it's the Ken Norton rule, bro.
See, I could see three running events. Like, when I was in high school, it was three running events and a field event, or maybe two field events. I can't remember exactly what it was. I wasn't good enough to do more than, like, two things anyway, but.
Can you imagine that? Eight events, eight wins.
That's pretty good. That's impressive. Okay, that's a good one. That's a great way to start the list. I like it.
Number nine on this list is Rick Barry and Brent Barry.
Isn't there another Barry?
There's Drew and there's John.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty good.
But Brent and Rick are the... There's three father-son combos who've won NBA championships. Brent and Rick are the second to win an NBA championship. You can guess on the first and third.
I have no idea.
Yeah, nobody would probably get that. That'd be the only one you would have gotten. But, you know, Rick Barry, obviously Hall of Famer, San Francisco Warriors, one of the greats. He had one time led the NBA in scoring with 35 points per game.
Mm.
In the 1967 finals, he averaged 40 points per game, Rick Barry. That's Rick Barry for you.
It's impressive.
And Brent Barry won two NBA championships with the Spurs.
You mean he got a ring? Okay.
He also won a
slam. Did he win the dunk contest? Yeah.
1996 won the slam dunk contest.
Okay.
So, number eight, Felipe Alou and Moises Alou.
And there's like 17 Alous.
Yeah. These are the two that are father and son.
Made famous the practice of urinating on your own hands to toughen the skin so you don't they don't wear gloves.
It works on your face, too.
Oh, man.
That's a Ken Norton senior move. That's a Ken Norton senior
move. We almost made it to three.
You sick people. Son of a gun. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how this is going to be. Felipe Alou. Career 286, led the league in hits and runs. Three-time All-Star, three-time team MVP. Moises, career batting average of 303. Whew. Six-time All-Star. That's pretty darn good. Number seven on the list, Calvin Hill, Grant Hill. Tough to argue with that.
Was Calvin an all-star? I mean, all pro?
Four times all-pro.
Okay, that's pretty tough to beat.
First Cowboy to ever rush for over 1,000 yards in a season. That's Calvin Hill for you.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know the story of Grant Hill.
Yeah, I think I saw him in an AT&T commercial. Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
How about that pedigree in terms of Calvin Hill, Yale, Grant Hill, Duke?
You know what? When I get my father on the show later today and wish him a happy Father's Day, I'm also going to ridicule him for not being a better athlete.
Did he have good hand-eye coordination? No. All right, number six on the list.
I can type without hurting myself. That's about it. Okay.
Muhammad Ali and Leila Ali.
It's a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
You like that one?
Yeah, she's pretty awesome.
So no resistance so far. Okay.
I can't say that it's lame. That's pretty good.
We know what Muhammad has done, and Leila, of course, is not too bad considering she's 24-0.
Well, she's got Roy Jones-itis. I mean, she's so much better than everybody else. It's not even fun.
She may think about fighting some dudes. Number five on the list is Dale Earnhardt Jr. Junior.
I love Junior, like a lot of people do, but he hasn't really achieved at a high enough level to be that high on the list.
Senior went out doing what he loves.
He did? That's a very touchy subject. Matty, I'm not going to go there.
I'll just let it sit there.
Let me just say this. No race car driver likes crashing, so I would disagree with you wholeheartedly.
The flames and all that.
No, that wasn't the issue.
Here's an interesting fact. Dale Earnhardt raced against two of his sons, Dale Jr. and Kerry, in the Pepsi 400 at Michigan International Speedway.
Kerry's like the ugly son that never could. Poor kid. He's like, you know, you're a real disappointment. That's a tough deal. That's like if you got a brother. It's like...
The Cooper Manning?
What's the comedian's deal? He's like, how'd you like if you were Joe Christ? You know, if you're Jesus' brother. It's kind of hard to get any attention. It's a bad deal.
That should be a list. The forgotten sibling.
Exactly.
The forgotten one.
That's how Rich Bradley feels, poor guy. Your brother was a Division I basketball player. What'd you ever do?
Nothing. All right, number four, Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Jr.
Pretty spectacular.
I think it speaks for itself. I don't have to go into
how
any
good
detail.
Was Senior? Is he a Hall of Famer?
He played 19 seasons.
Wow, that's a long career. Gracious.
He had just 152 career home runs, but he did bat .296 for his career. So I guess his longevity.
What about the Ripkins?
Not on this list.
Shut your face.
I will not.
Huh.
Will not. We're down to three.
Daddy Ripken didn't make it, huh?
Uh-uh.
Because Junior certainly deserves a shot on there.
Down to three.
And he had a brother, too. What was his brother? Billy.
Billy Ripken. The forgotten sibling.
Again, poor guy.
Everyone's got one.
Yep.
I'm the forgotten one.
Well, it's like Dom DiMaggio. That poor son of a gun.
Dom. How can you forget Dom? But he is the forgotten
sibling. I think he just
gave
us a whole other bit for the summer. Forgotten siblings.
Yeah. Write that down.
Matty T, forgotten siblings. Put it on the slow day list.
Put it on the list.
Okay.
Bobby Hull, Brett Hull.
You mean Jim Duncan, Tim's little brother? Right. Nobody knows about him. Bobby Hull, Brett Hull. Great one.
What about George Clinton?
What about what about Bill Clooney?
Oh, Roger Clinton. I mean, George Clinton. He's not related to Bill.
Right. That's a good point.
Okay. Bobby Hull.
Bobby Hull, Brett Hall Hull. Of Famer. Brett Hull, Hall of Famer.
Listen, if you don't know.
Are they both Hall of Famers?
Are. Yeah.
If you got two Hall of Famers, you should be at the top of the list. Is your number one two Hall of Famers?
These two are the only father-son combo to have their numbers retired.
Okay.
And we're only at number three.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Number two, Archie Manning, Peyton Manning. Archie, obviously.
I have a side story for that, but go ahead.
Finished fourth in the Heisman in 69, third in 1970. Unfortunately, some would say
his team blew.
The Saints was so bad he didn't really have a choice.
No, it'd be like Michael Jordan playing with your Dunbar League team. I mean, it's just, you got no help.
But Peyton Manning, how great he is, certainly raises the combination.
Yeah, he's a great regular season quarterback.
Oh, whoa!
I mean, I'm not sure you don't put Eli on that list ahead of Peyton right now. Maybe Archie and Eli's a little stronger position.
Whoa, big guy. And number one on the list... You want to take a guess?
I have no clue. What sport?
I'm going to give you a hint. Baseball.
I would have guessed Ripkins, but you said no.
That's a David Basil drumroll.
I like that, actually, Matt.
Babe and Jim Ruth.
No.
How about the Gwynns?
No.
Well, his son's in the league, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay. What about, I'm trying to think of great players all time and if they had a kid that played.
I would start with the kid.
The kid's the better player?
Kid's the better player. The kid is like one of the best players.
Ever?
Ever.
Or currently?
Ever.
I have no idea.
He would be a guy.
What position or team?
He is the only player to match his father's record of 5 seasons with 30 or more home runs and stolen bases.
Oh. Does his last name start with an M?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Not Jose Canseco and... Both had rare combinations of power and speed.
I had it sent to me by a friend. Do you mind?
Oh.
No, if you got it, you
Bonds.
Got it. We got to move on. Absolutely.
That's good. I would have never...
Bobby and Barry.
Barry Bonds is such a forgotten figure in my... tiny little peanut-sized brain that I have, I would have never come up with that.
I didn't know that Bobby Bonds was, he was the first person to join the 30-30 club and would do it 5 times in his career.
And they were teammates at one point.
That's right. How strange is that?
And they had another BB on that team, Bobby Bonilla, remember
him? Bobby Bonilla, of course
and
I do.
And Andy Van Slyke, he was not a BB.
Of course I remember Bobby. Okay, who are the ones we missed? Who are the ones we missed?
All right, let's see.
Callers call in.
Mike, what do you got?
Hey, I was going to see if you guys did the same thing with coaches, like the Petrinos, the Stoops. You know, here in Arkansas, we've got the Bolden brothers who, you know, followed their father's footsteps.
Yeah, but we're talking father-son, not relatives.
What about the Nuts?
Yeah.
The Nuts.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a father-son.
Father-son.
Father-sons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the Stoops followed their dad's footsteps. They were much more successful.
True.
Their dad coached them all through high school, and the Pelinis were the same way. I remember them because there was a segment or a special on ESPN about they grew up in the same high school, and then they end up playing against Nebraska and Oklahoma, and it was kind of a cool father-son all the way through through the college level. It was kind of cool. But anyway.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
What about Tiger Woods' brother, Sloth Woods? He never had a fight. He's got a niece. Can he use her?
Cheyenne.
Can he claim her?
What about Cecil and Prince Phil?
Oh, you just took Scott's call.
That's a great one.
I'll put that on the list.
Speaking of fat guys who could be paired together at the U.S. Open, I'm sorry, Scott. I had it texted to me. You there?
Field.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry, I stole your answer.
You still get credit for it, though,
yep.
Scott.
$1 million.
$1 million. That'll work. Yeah.
I love your toilet paper, by the way.
Scott. Okay.
I love your lawn service, but thank you. And your funny commercials with the,
Scottish guy. Feed it.
You got to feed it in the summer as well?
I like how they call him Scott. His name is Scott.
Yes,
go,
of
hey,
course.
Scott.
Look.
I find it terribly racist.
You may not know this, but why do you think it's called Scott Land? There are Scots everywhere.
Well, I know, but does his name have to be Scott?
You can't throw a rock and not hit a Scott over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's like Scott Land. It's like Mr. Johnson, our owner. He's John's son.
Well, if you ever go
Johnson, that's how that all came about. Same thing.
Not everybody in France is named Frank, and not everybody in Italy's named it.
Scott's. That's just so awesome about Scotland.
You can name all the people after the country.
That's what's so fantastic about Scotland. If you're trying to develop your...
what about William Wallace?
Your accent, all you have to do is say the word Scotland, and you're ready to go with your Scottish
they
accent.
They may take our lives.
But they won't take our...
freedom!
Money! Oh, sorry, Ryan. You were there? You were saying? Oh, perfect. Good hang-up. Excellent work. Greg! Packer Greg!
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Oh, I called him Greg Packer. Sorry.
Greg Packer.
Yeah, I have backwards today. Yeah.
Billy
hey,
Packer's less well-known brother, Greg
Billy
Packer.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Billy Packer, yeah. What about the Andretti family? You've got 3 generations
Andretti,
there.
Andretti, yes.
Mario, Michael, and Marco.
That's a good one.
Marco is he's kind of the forgotten one, isn't he?
What about
he just took third. He just took third this year in the 500, so he's coming on now. So.
What about the forces, Pat? What about the Forces?
Oh, God.
His name?
John Force.
John Force and Ashley,
Ashley
his daughter.
Ashley Force.
Drag racers. Pat likes everybody in drag.
I mean, she's hot. Is that what you want to hear?
She's fast. She's good looking and she's fast. She's just your kind of lady.
Well, listen, I've got a lot of issues with race cars because some people just have a better engine.
Don't they? Don't they though?
Pat likes fast cars and fast women.
It's more important.
No, Maddie. I want to have a child with a fast woman.
Well, more importantly, what's her back bumper look like?
Whoa!
There you go,
Tony.
Hey, got one for you.
Okay.
Dusty and Dustin Rhodes.
Oh my gosh!
Is that wrestling?
Did you just bring professional wrestling
oh gosh!
To the table?
And the forgotten sibling, Cody.
Hey, if you're gonna talk about that, what about the Von Erichs? My boy, Kerry Von Erich. He rest in peace, Fritz Von Erich.
That's when wrestling was real.
You know the Von Erichs. They're going to do a 30 for 30 on that, I heard.
Really?
That will be good.
I want to do a 30 for 30 on that guy that fell off the ceiling.
Oh,
Brett the Hitman Hart?
No, is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
The fact that he fell off the ceiling.
Yeah, he was trying to do a stunt. He's like, hey, look, I'm above. I'm coming down.
Off
I'm coming
roof?
Down. Oh, look, I'm dead. Oh,
sometimes bummer. Even in fake sports, somebody gets hurt.
I know it.
How do you fall off of a ceiling?
Well, he was doing like a little deal. They were dropping him down into the ring. It was like a big bit, and it's like, oops, I'm dead.
You remember Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart was up here?
Yeah, Jimmy Hart. I love Jimmy Hart. One of the greats.
That's way to go all in with the bit, you know?
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
That's some real Andy Kaufman stuff, you know?
You know, it's like the dude, it's like, who's the ugly brother in Independence Day? What's his name? Randy
God.
Quaid.
Yeah, Randy
Quaid.
When
he flies his ship up there and blows
it
up.
Yeah, sacrifices himself.
That's what
for
I'm saying.
The,
same deal. That guy did it for the good of the sport. He's like, I'm going to fall off this roof tonight.
Yeah.
And you guys
I'll
are
prove
all
to you it's not fake.
But he did fake cut his eyebrow with a razor blade on the way down.
Yeah.
Too soon?
There wasn't enough blood.
I don't care.
That is.
You know
Abdul
what?
Abdul the Butcher, that's one of his favorite moves.
I may go to hell, but not because of that. Hey, Jim's Razorback Pizza, I want to thank our buddy Curtis for coming by yesterday. By the way, I've got another list for you, too, and a tidbit on the Mannings.
You know Mike Jordan's brother? His name is Larry Jordan.
Larry Jordan, yeah. He's like 5'8". The whole family's 5'8", including his kids. Anyway, Jim's Razorback Pizza. Hey, Monday night, if you're looking for a place to go, or Monday afternoon, I guess 4:30 is when it starts. If you're looking for a place to watch the World Cup, you can go over there and check it out. They've got wings, beer, pizza, U.S. soccer, and they've got some specials coming up as well Monday. So,
USA!
If you also want to watch San Antonio close out Miami on Sunday night at 7 o'clock, that's a great place for Sunday night dinner.
Go Spurs, baby!
Jim's Razorback Pizza, 3 locations. Highway 10, Morgan Maumelle. Hot Springs, where they've got live music this weekend, including
Mayday by Midnight.
Thank you very much.
I love saying it before you get to it.
That's very annoying, I must say, Matt. I appreciate you very much for doing it, though.
Hey, we cannot let the day go by without talking about
don't
some
use
of
that
the
word.
Great Arkansas father-child combinations. The great Arkansas father-child combos.
Okay. Tom.
How about Bill and Luke Walton?
You're right on track with the topic.
They are the third father-son combo to win an NBA championship.
I'll say this.
I'm sorry.
You're right. We didn't mention it.
There's no reason to apologize.
I'll just give you a little background.
Here's the deal, Tom. I'll say this. Of all the father-son combos we mentioned, no father-son combo has smoked more marijuana than those two.
That's probably true.
Have you met my dad? Appreciate
I don't want to hold y'all up. I don't want to hold y'all up. I know you're busy. But
Tom, we're not that busy.
You in my mind. I said, let me call.
That's a good one, Tom. I appreciate it. We had not mentioned that. Thank you very much. It's 11:31.
Actually, take it back. I think they're the fourth.
Well, you better figure it up and get your facts straight.
But there's been four.
Get some Fox and come back and see me. When we come back, top 10 Father's Day movies and Eli Manning on his brother. Who's better at what? Details. Until you use me up.